you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We love getting to hang out with you, spend time with you. But more importantly, we love that God has great things for you today in this program. So I encourage you, put your remote control down. It's not time to switch the channels or whatever. Settle in and let's really nestle into what God has for us. And just to encourage you, there's this amazing testimony from Valerie that she called and said she had called to receive prayer for her grandson who had just finished graduate school and was really believing God for a job with a minimum salary amount. And after receiving prayer, her grandson got a job, and it was $10,000 more than the minimum salary amount. So I just encourage you, God has answers to prayer. And you might want to hop on the phone now and just ask that person, say, pray for me, because you might be struggling with your finances. You might be struggling with the need of a job. You might be struggling in making a decision that's in front of you, like, I don't quite know what the right thing is here. And God can help you and direct your steps. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We really, really like to pray. And we know God answers prayer. Mom, we also have a really great guest today.
We do.
Yep.
We have Becky Dvorak. Now, you may say, well, I don't know who she is. But once you read her book and once you see the interview, you will think, wow, I could use more and more of Becky Dvorak. Because she brings out prophetic and healing power of your words. Now, I like this on her book. Creating an atmosphere for the miraculous. You know, I know you're watching and thinking, I need miracles. But you create an atmosphere for the miraculous. And you say, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, you need to watch today. And of course, you will absolutely love her book. I mean, her heart, her passion is really mine too. And it will also be yours.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Would you like to see daily miracles in your life? Why not? Believe for nothing in particular? What do you get? Nothing in particular. Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful guest today that this program could totally transform your life. This program. So stay right there, because we have Becky Dvorak with us with prophetic and healing power of your words. And now listen to me. You need to create an atmosphere for the miraculous. But I know what you're thinking. Well, how on earth do I do that? So I'm so glad you're here to tell us how. But we have a book that can keep us cooking, right?
Yes.
So share with us just how prophetic and healing can work through your mouth.
Amen. Well, according to Proverbs 18:21, we have the power of life and death in our words. So our words are either speaking life or they're speaking death over our bodies, over our loved ones, over our marriages, finances, whatever the situation is. And so we need to tap into the vocabulary of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Vocabulary of the Holy Spirit. Did you get that? put your hand on your heart, said, I won't forget the vocabulary of the Holy Spirit. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we want to turn on that spigot of the Holy Spirit and prophesy health and healing over our bodies, because according to the word, we are not supposed to be speaking what we have, you know, what's wrong. We are to call things that are not as though they already were. Amen.
Amen. I agree. And I like this, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Now, why do we speak to mountains? Because there's something good on the other side of your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Share
yes.
with us.
Amen. Well, I have a lot of people in my life because of the type of ministry that I'm called to. I'm a prophetess and a healing evangelist. And I travel around the world and I do healing seminars and conferences and I write books about faith and healing. And I have a lot of people that are desperate, a lot of Christian people that are desperate. They're looking for someone that will believe with them and give them the steps on how to believe and how to access their miracle.
Steps in here.
Yes, they are right
Good.
In there. And so we need to speak to that mountain, whatever that mountain may be. For example, breast cancer.
Mm.
There are many women suffering.
Right.
And they feel like there's no hope.
Right.
But I say with Jesus, there is always hope. We always have hope with Jesus, always. And he has given us the steps in his word to help us to release those manifested miracles, those answers that we so desire. And so we are to call those things that are not as though they already were. And okay, so someone goes to the doctor and the woman receives a very negative report. And these, what I'm sharing, are real live testimonies of people. And the doctor said to them, well, you know, you need to put everything in order. You have very little time to live. There's nothing we can do.
And that's happening.
That is happening.
That's happening.
Real life. That's happening.
That's happening.
And so, you know, how should, in the first place, how should we as Christians who have a blood covenant with the Father, and that includes healing, healing was never done away in the blood covenant, no matter what people say, healing is for today. And so how should we respond to begin with when we receive such negative reports? I have a lot of examples in the book of experiences that I've gone through with the children in the children's home, over myself in general, and other people that have that are now in these situations and putting this message into practice. Number one, you don't have to receive everything that is spoken over you, and you shouldn't to begin with. You don't have to be rude about it, but when our youngest adopted son, Marcos, when he died when he was 1 month old from sudden infant death syndrome, and we raised him from the dead, but because his heart had exploded, his lungs exploded, there were so many things wrong with him. And they said, this child will never survive. And we said, we're Christians. We believe in healing. We don't just hope for it. We believe in it. And we're sorry, but we do not, and we cannot, and we will not receive that report. And so we laid our hands on his little one-month-old body. And we said, in Jesus' name, we renounce that spirit of death, release that spirit of life, and we command a heart to be recreated in Jesus' name. And you know what? The next day, we had a recreated heart.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
Do you have that in the book?
I have it in other books, but I do refer to it in
yeah.
that book, yes.
Because, see, I think these things encourage you. Don't you think testimonies are
yes.
key?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I want to encourage each person watching. You might have a diagnosis from a doctor, and you're struggling. What do I do with that? I mean, it's really difficult, and it's discouraging to you. hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you today that you absolutely sense Holy Spirit breathing life into you and dispelling darkness and dispelling death. Hop on the phone. We want to pray for you right now.
Amen. And so, you know, I preface what I'm going to say with that beginning of Marcos's testimony. Marcos, by the way, is 17 years old. He had a new heart, new lungs, new kidneys, and a new brain by faith in Jesus.
Wow.
Yes. This stuff
That's
works.
That's not shabby.
No, it's not.
That's
this
a big,
stuff works.
Big deal.
And so, as we were talking earlier, what should we say when we receive a negative report? And I tell people all the time, we don't have to be rude about it, but we can stand our ground. The doctor, you've gone to him or her, and they're giving you the results. They're doing their job. But it doesn't mean you have to settle for it, because Jesus already paid the price for our healing with his blood. He paid a heavy price. And so I teach people, you don't have to be rude. Just say, I believe in healing. I'm a Christian and I believe in healing. And I'm going to do what the word tells me to do. I'm going to speak and I'm going to act out my faith according to the scriptures. And, you know, and I've had it where some doctors, you know, because having the children's home, we would receive children of all different stages,
sure.
HIV and whatnot, and tuberculosis and everything you can imagine was going on with these kids. And I remember one doctor fought me on it. And he said, tuberculosis, classic tuberculosis. And I said, he doesn't have it in Jesus' name. And he got so angry with me. Not everyone will, but some do. And he just was holding up this vial and he was saying, this is classic tuberculosis. And I said, he doesn't have it in Jesus' name. Well, everything comes down to the wire, all the tests and everything come back. There is no tuberculosis, even though it was all the symptoms. There was none. Why? Because of faith. And so now we have women that are contacting me often, and they need encouragement. They need prayer, like your listeners. They need encouragement. They need prayer. And they need the steps, the spiritual steps, the biblical steps to take. And how do they respond to this? And I told one woman, I said, next time you see your doctor and they give the negative report because they were giving it, it was bad. You know, she was a young woman. She had several children and they said she was going to die. And she goes, but I'm a Christian, Becky. This shouldn't be happening. And I said, well, then we need to fight. You have to have the will to live and you have that. So now we need to fight this and you're going to fight this with speaking the word of God.
Now, we're going to take a pause and you're going to come back and finish that because I want our audience, like it's like a cliffhanger, right? Totally a cliffhanger. So I want you to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of this book. It's got huge, huge resources in here, questions, discussion questions, end notes. It's a phenomenal resource. And we're going to come back and find out what happens to this chick because really God has cool things. So stay tuned. Get on the website. We want to pray for you. Call now. God has good things.
What if every believer could receive healing for themselves and others by simply speaking the prophetic word that God gives them? For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you The Prophetic and Healing Power of Your Words by Becky Dvorak. Drawing from her experiences in Bible study, Dvorak mentors on how to prophesy healing by using God's word. We'll also send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Declare Today, from which you'll learn how to speak words of peace, health, protection, and blessing over you and your family. And we will also include the Speak the Word to Your Body booklet and our Confession Scripture card for easy reference to God's word for your life. For your gift of $65, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This updated full-color edition includes detailed book introductions and outlines, verse-by-verse study notes, word wealth of more than 650 word studies, updated maps, charts, and concordance, and powerful prayers directly based on Scripture, and much more. Use the power of the Word of God to overcome every obstacle you face. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
We are so excited to have Becky with us today. And Becky, I cut you off like with the cliffhanger, right? So finish. Tell us how that story came out, because that's like really powerful.
Yes, we have there was a lady, and she received this terrible, terrible death report from the doctor. She had stage 4 breast cancer, was told to put everything in order. And she has 3 children, and she wrote me and said, I need prayer. I need prayer. I'm a Christian, and this shouldn't be happening to me. What do I do? And I said to her, I said, we're going to get very radical with our words and the way we speak. And I said, right now, we're just going to renounce the spirit of death, the spirit of cancer, and the negative report. And then we're going to go and we're going to curse those cancerous tumors, because she had spots and she had a big tumor underneath her underarm. And I said, we're gonna just start throughout the whole day. You are just gonna be very radical, and you're just gonna curse that thing in Jesus' name. And then you're gonna speak life into your body and healing and strength into your whole system. And so she was doing that, and she had a doctor appointment within, I think, 2 to 3 days. Might have been, I think it was like 2, but whatever, it was 2 or 3 days. And when she got there, the doctor was very confused. He's like going, these things just don't disappear. That's impossible. They don't disappear. It's got to be here. And he just was checking and checking, and they did all these tests, and it was gone. It was a large tumor, and by prophesying over her physical body, cursing that tumor and speaking life and healing into her body, the tumor disappeared. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then after that, I received another report from another lady, and a prayer request, and she was saying that she had stage 4 breast cancer. So I shared this testimony with her. And I said, you're going to be radical like this woman. And she goes, and she was all for it. And she did the same thing. And she went within a week to her next appointment. And there was no hope. It was stage 4, and there was no hope in the natural. But I say, with Jesus, there's always hope. And if we will just exercise that little mustard seed of faith that we've all been given, and exercise it in the right direction and in the right thing, it moves those mountains. It moves
does.
Them. Mm-hmm. And so this woman was being very radical in her speech. She cursed the thing, and then she started speaking life and creative miracles into her body. And she went to her doctor, and the doctor is saying, said the same thing. I can't find it. This doesn't disappear. It's here. And she kept saying, my Jesus healed me. And he was ignoring her, and she's like going, no, Jesus healed me. And he didn't get where she was coming from. And he just kept saying, it's here, it's here. And she goes, no, my Jesus healed me. And so these things are happening all around the world because Christians are getting a handle on the words that they speak and the power that they have to prophesy healing and health and creative miracles into their bodies and into their physical situations. Amen.
Amen. It works. It works. And I believe we need to know how to speak promises.
Yes.
Because promises work with problems. So you can speak problems all the time, you know, but that doesn't give you the provision you need. So I want you to call in, give us your prayer request, but don't just call in and give us prayer requests. Get the book. Mm-hmm. Folks, I know this works. I've been working this since I was 23. Now I'm 88. And you say, what do you mean? Well, if you tell me it doesn't work, I'm older than you. And so I look at Becky Dvorak and think, Becky, thank you for writing a book that we can use. We can speak what the promises are. And promises Do you know this? Take care of problems. So put your hand on your heart. Say, I won't forget. Promises take care of problems. So the book will show you the promises to speak. Isn't that right?
Yeah. And the other thing, too, you might have just received a diagnosis from the doctor. You just are maybe in the same scenario, same situation that Becky described, and you're just overwhelmed. You're watching right now, and maybe you've been recently diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. We want to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. This is not necessarily God saying, oh, it's over, curtains for you, and death is imminent. God is a God of life. God is a God of resurrection. God is a God of victory. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you, encourage you. Some of you watching, you have friends, relatives that have recently received that diagnosis. We want to just encourage you as well, that as a friend or a relative standing with them, that God can help you encourage through yourself their situation. And Becky, I also want to ask you as well, labels. Labels get to be tricky for us. And so the label of, breast cancer, the label of, autism, the label of, diabetes, and all these labels, what do we do with that stuff?
Well, I believe that there is power behind our words, every word, and labels are very powerful. And I don't believe as Christians we should accept the label. In fact, I teach people, I'm very visual. God is very visual with me. And I see stamped on my forehead the word redeemed. Like I ask people and I ask you, when we hear like a label, alcoholism, the first things that come into our mind are once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. The mm-hmm. world's trained us that way. Mm-hmm. But is that what God's word says? It doesn't. God says with him, all things are possible. I know many people that were alcoholics, but when they were born again, they asked the Lord to forgive them and they were totally redeemed and redeemed from it. And they have no fear of alcoholism. They have no desire for it. They don't run around and call themselves alcoholics. I think that's the worst thing we should do. I think instead of saying that they're an alcoholic, they should say, I am redeemed from alcoholism. Mm-hmm. I'm forgiven. I am delivered from it. It has no power over me. The label of breast cancer, like we were just talking, the woman, the two women that we shared the testimony of, they combated the label that they had already received, because they didn't know any different. But they combated it. They fought against it with the word of God, with the promises of healing. And they won their battles. Amen. Those healings manifested. Those tumors disappeared. We have an adopted son. We actually have 5 adopted sons and 3 biological children. And one of our adopted, he's now 18, but when we received him into our children's home in Guatemala, he had many issues. And one of them, we were to find out, was autism. And being in the children's home and everything's done legally, I had to bring him to the doctor. And I brought him to the doctor and I said, I need you to tell me what is going on. I pretty well know. But I didn't want to say it. What is this? And this was a long time ago before I even knew what I know today. And he did all these tests and he said, this is autism. And this is classic autism. He couldn't look you in the eye. He couldn't verbalize. I mean, everything in life just spun in circles. It was classic autism. He would have those tantrums that would go on for hours on end. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, well, what can you do for him? He said, well, I could give him some medicine. I said, well, what does this medicine do? Will that make him more like a zombie? I don't want that. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, it's more for the mom than it is for him. And I said, I'm not gonna take that for him. No, I'm going to go to God. And that's what I told him. I'm going to God, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go find out what I need to do. And the Lord told me, take your authority over that autistic spirit now. And I did so. And he never had. another autistic tantrum ever again.
That's awesome.
And in time, within months, he started speaking one day to me as if he had always spoken.
Wow.
This is awesome.
Very cool.
And you need to get books and pass them around.
What if every believer could receive healing for themselves and others by simply speaking the prophetic word that God gives them? For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you The Prophetic and Healing Power of Your Words by Becky Dvorak. Drawing from her experiences in Bible study, Dvorak mentors on how to prophesy healing by using God's word. We'll also send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Declare Today, from which you'll learn how to speak words of peace, health, protection, and blessing over you and your family. And we will also include the Speak the Word to Your Body booklet and our confession scripture card for easy reference to God's word for your life. For your gift of $65, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This updated full-color edition includes detailed book introductions and outlines, verse-by-verse study notes, word wealth of more than 650 word studies, updated maps, charts, and concordance, and powerful prayers directly based on scripture, and much more. Use the power of the Word of God to overcome every obstacle you face. Call or click today.
This is a very important moment because we're going to pray, you're going to pray, and you're going to receive. So are you ready? You pray.
Okay, right now in my heart, I have in my heart to pray for people that have received a very bad negative death report, a medical report, whether it's cancer or something else. But right now in Jesus' name, I renounce a spirit of death and that sickness, that label, the power behind that label that has been spoken over you in Jesus' name. I renounce it. I curse this sickness, this disease at its very seed, and I command it to detach itself, whether it's a tumor, whatever it is, detach itself from your body and be eliminated. And I use the creative power of the tongue, and I speak life and healing, recreated body parts in the name of Jesus. A new pancreas in Jesus' name. We renounce that diabetes in Jesus' name and command a new pancreas to be recreated and to function perfectly normal in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I really want to thank you for being part of our program today. I want to encourage all of our audience to grab multiple copies of this powerful, powerful book. It's good for Sunday school groups. It's good for book clubs. It's good for individual study. It's good to pass around to friends who might have recently received a diagnosis from their doctor and been very discouraged. You know, I want to finish with this as well. In Romans 8:11, it says this, "The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and the Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal body today."